No, Artist of the Year, Winona and the Big Noise. I saw the tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Come be a part of history Friday, October 12th at the Impact. Join us for Winona and the Big Noise.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let me go ahead and jump to the big news on the river this week. We got a lot going on. First of all, we're flying in some live Maine lobsters, and we're having a lobster boil this weekend. That's right. They should be here Friday morning. So we'll start Friday and Saturday having a lobster boil. And if you can't make it down here and eat with us and got your tailgate going on, we'll show up with some lobsters and see what everybody don't crowd around your tent. Also, we got Miss Freddie this Sunday afternoon. That's right. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this lady was nominated for the best female singer in the blues this year, and we won't get her out here at the Capitol Oyster Bar and listen to some of that beautiful singing. So y'all check all that out at CapitolOysterBar.com. We got a menu. Also shows you on there where you can rent you a pontoon boat and cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. And all that gets going soon, so get on down here hungry and come soon. We're going to be looking for you.
You're all set. Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Powerful Michael continues to influence Alabama's weather in a big way. Rain and squalls will continue tonight. Winds increasing and gusting up to 30 miles per hour, even here in central Alabama. Then as you go into South Alabama, you get into tropical storm warning conditions and a hurricane warning across the southeastern counties. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, the chance of showers is early in the day. The winds will decrease. Cloudy skies, but partly cloudy by afternoon. High 81. Low to mid 50s tomorrow night. As a cold front moves through. Then Saturday and Sunday, look for highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A nice fall change. Stay on top of the weather with our weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
I can feel it, folks. Fall is actually beginning. You know, it gets there when it wants to. Mother Nature is real fickle like that. Tonight on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, we continue our Halloween movie tournament. And in studio, we have returning guests, of course, Mr. Seth Spotlow. Fiance, Eric, how you doing?
Doing good.
But we have added to the group because she couldn't help herself from texting during the last battles and matches.
Fired up, okay?
How you doing, Emily?
I'm okay. I was just trying to mouth to Eric that I've seen Donovan live and he didn't understand what I was saying.
Man. You got to pick up every. Well, and you don't seem... You're talking about how you're trying to track your package, but the mailboxes were open, and your neighbor, so it's making me think that maybe somebody snatched your package.
Must be the season. Gotta keep Rando's hands off your package.
I hope it didn't happen. I hope it's just an honest mistake with the delivery.
Yeah, I hope so, too. No, I don't know if it's been delivered or not. That's what I was trying to say before all of you just went straight to the gutter.
I don't know what you're talking about, but let's get right into the tournament here. So last week we had 13 Ghosts beat The Conjuring.
Which I feel that was appropriate. It was barely appropriate, but it was appropriate.
Okay. Barely appropriate. Man, we're on notice here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be put on blast by Lady
A. This is not my show, Joey, and you can tell me to leave at any time.
No.
I don't want to be rude.
No, actually, Emily, and I told you this earlier off air. I wanted you on the program tonight because you actually give me a little hell. As opposed to these two pushovers right here. You're like, I don't know what I want to do. You actually just give me hell. And it's great.
Well, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for you, Joey. However, I won't be rude to you on your own show.
It's a mutual feeling.
Okay.
A lot of respect going on in this room.
Oh, yeah. She will happily push you downstairs after the show.
No, she won't.
I don't push people down the stairs. They just fall down.
Oh, okay.
Eric?
If we see my brother this weekend, ask him about the microwave that just happened to fall on him.
I'm starting to understand, Seth, why you're a little scared of Emily here.
Things just happen.
Right.
They just happen.
It's just spooky.
You put bad karma out there, you're going to get it back.
Eric, are you sure you're not scared? I don't want like a microwave to fall on you.
No, we just got a new microwave.
What happened to the old one?
Oh, no. I didn't even know that we had registered for one. I had forgotten about it.
Okay.
I had the gun at that time.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yes, and it was a lovely wedding shower. One of many.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very lovely.
Well, thank you.
I have a thing, though, where I was raised in, like, big family get-togethers, and lately, I don't know what it is, but, and I told y'all, I've told a lot of people this, like, it was this great occasion, the gift-giving is going down in the front living room there, everybody's playing their bingo cards, like, which gifts are going to be picked out first? Is somebody going to get bingos and then get a, you know, shot of tequila or something?
We had a good time for those listening.
And I'm sitting there going, in one side of my brain's going, this is so awesome. This is so lovely. It's like the combining of family and friends in a way that you know, everybody hopes for and dreams for. And the other part of me is like the dad in Talladega Nights. It's like, I'm going to pick a fight at the Applebee's and run away from this great occasion. It's like, I want dysfunction. No! Ah! It feels too good. It's Joey, too wholesome.
Joey's like a cat looking at a very nice face on the counter.
Yes.
And he stares at it for all of 7 minutes, and then it's, I wonder what happens if I tap it a little bit. And I wonder what happens if I tap it a little bit more. Oh, it's teeter-tottering. I'll just go ahead and give it a little push, and it smashes.
Oh, I thought there was carpet underneath. I'm so sorry. But I don't care. Cats don't give an F.
Cats don't care. Yeah. The best meme I ever saw about a cat was, cats always look at you like you've just asked them for a ride to the airport.
Or to move. Yeah. To help them move. So anyway, you approve of 13 Ghosts beating The Conjuring?
Yes, I do. Because the thing that's always stuck with me about 13 Ghosts and still scares the... I have a terrible reaction to it to this day, is when the guy gets split in half.
Yes!
And I'm not talking like he's, you know, cut in half, sawed in half like a magician's...
Right.
Assistant or something. He's like trying to pass through these glass doors, and it's like a dissection that you would see in biology class of your insides and stuff. You know when you can take the little plastic brain apart and see how it looks on the inside? It was pretty gnarly. So,
and that's messed with you ever since you saw it?
That stayed with me.
How old were you when you saw
it? I can't remember. I know we rented it on VHS.
Oh, back
like
in those
days. Yeah, like you guys were talking about, going to Blockbuster or Movie Gallery, which I believe was founded in Alabama. Because y'all were talking about Movie Gallery.
I always thought Movie Gallery was a little smelly.
Movie Gallery, you know. I think my brother actually worked for Movie Gallery at one part.
Popcorn and mold.
Yeah, I know.
The point of the story is, like, going in there and asking those guys who, obviously, just the minute a title came in, they watched it and you walked in. It was, you know, it was like the video store version of High Fidelity.
Yeah.
They were just, nah, man, you're going to want to go back to this earlier work when you didn't have this big budget stuff and you had to be more creative with Jell-O and some ketchup Matrix, and stuff, man. But it totally happened. Yeah, man, those aren't monkey brains. That's just spaghetti and gum beef. But he made it work.
Dinner, man.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Emily, because we started with 20 movies, flicks, folks, and we did kind of our bubble round to get it down to 16. So you approve of 13 Ghosts moving ahead.
Yes.
And we also did The Thing versus It last week, and we went with It, and I think the decision came down to, at least for me personally, I like The Thing better as a movie, but it's technically more of a, it's a monster movie, but it's more of a sci-fi flick rather than fitting the Halloween theme.
Like, Event Horizon to me is more of a, I'm going to make people mad, but it's more of a sci-fi thing, even though it's creepy.
Yeah.
You're talking about Event Horizon?
I don't know if I do.
I can't watch it. I can't watch it again. I watched it twice in my life, and that's enough. It freaks me out.
Oh, and sci-fi can be creepy, but...
It can, but I don't consider
that... It's a
different
type of
creepy. I don't consider that a Halloween movie. I don't consider that...
It's not spooky.
Yeah, it's not. It's, you know...
What about Alien? That's what I'm curious. Is Alien sci-fi or Halloween?
Alien is a sci-fi movie, but it is shot like a classic horror movie. First one.
I've been watching a lot of those lately.
That's a cool... The first Alien is interesting to watch, especially if you turn off all the lights, turn your sound system up. It is shot like a horror film, but in space.
Oh, my God.
And it was pushed that way. It's like in space. Nobody can hear you scream or something like that.
Yeah, this is... I don't want to get off topic.
Anyway, okay.
So, but watching... I can't tell.
And we also had The Shining beat Jeepers Creepers.
That
move
was...
On. That was
insanely
obvious.
Appropriate. Yeah. That's when I started getting fired up.
Yeah, you thought we were going to have The Shining lose to Jeepers Creepers, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You should see me scrubbing the tile in the bathroom.
The grout looks so good right now.
I anger clean. We've talked about this before, but I will anger clean. Like the first time I arranged the den was I was listening to this show, and I got angry about something.
Okay.
And I moved that whole old record player 8-track radio speaker combo thing from one side of the room to the other on carpet. It's heavy as all get out.
By yourself?
Which
yes,
I
was pissed off.
By myself, yeah.
Wow, what were we talking about?
Well, it wasn't just you three. Roll Tide.
Okay. War Eagle. And then the other one that won was Amityville Horror beat, the original beat, Scream. Now, I personally like Scream better, but I can sometimes go with the flow.
Scream's
with the crowd.
A little campy.
I like campy, we'll find later tonight.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of campy.
And that's fine. It all has its place.
I'm a wrestling fan, in a way.
Well, I know, Joey.
It's campy.
It's kitsch.
Anywho, so I think you're doing a swell job.
Well, and that moves us to our round of 16. And tonight, we're going to be doing one half of the matchups in our 16 movies left. So that means tonight, we'll be doing 13 Ghosts against Night of the Living Dead, the original, 68, which is a very iconic movie.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Pet Sematary versus Child's Play. Both iconic in a way.
Ooh.
Like, I know what both movies are.
Two crazy little kids.
Yeah.
Zombie little kid.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of a... It brings out the childlike things in life and makes them really spooky and murderous. And then we're going to have It against Saul, the original Saul.
So the new It.
Yes, the new It, not the TV movie crap.
This is the thing, and this is what I wanted to say last week, but it's not my show, and I didn't set up this contest and the parameters and the rules on it. But I know Joey, and I felt it safe to assume that when Joey was talking about horror films or Halloween films, he didn't say made-for-television movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the first It was made for TV.
Thank you, Emily.
So the first It is not in the running. It doesn't belittle that offering of the Stephen King novel. However, it can't be classified in the same area with the new It.
Right. It's nowhere close. Now, there are shots, like screenshots, moments in the television movie that are iconic. But it's as a movie, it's crap.
When Tim Curry, when Pennywise is up in the library and he says, is Prince Albert in a can? Yeah, better let him out. That's great.
Yes. Yes, they're good moments.
That is so great.
They're good moments, yeah.
But it's a made-for-television film.
So that means...
It's too late.
It beat the thing, so it is up against... Oh, my goodness.
Can't take that one back, buddy.
Wow. Did you just flash your...
No, I just...
Bling blingy.
Ring?
He was laughing. He was laughing quietly at my Tim Curry impersonation. And so I lifted my ring finger and told him it was too late. He's already committed.
Okay.
And then this contest is revealing a lot that I didn't know.
Well, this is what we have to do. We got to play games as we approach the wedding day. And then the last matchup this evening is Evil Dead 2 against House of a Thousand Corpses.
This one I bow out of.
Really?
What?
Yes, because I don't think just because you have gratuitous gore and nudity that it qualifies as a horror film. So I will sit that one out.
Where does nudity come into this?
Okay, let's begin with that matchup.
Okay.
And we've had people, you know, giving feedback on the Book of Faces all day, too. I expected more feedback. I'm a little disappointed with all the ding-dongs out there.
No.
Too many hats.
Yeah, too many ass hats. Anyway, Evil Dead 2 versus House of a Thousand Corpses. Before I give my opinion, I want to give it up to the room. So who would like to go first?
I'll go.
Okay. What's up, Eric?
Evil Dead 2, for me, was a comedy.
Yeah?
And I go immediately to the House of a Thousand Corpses because if I laugh at it in a funny way, then I don't consider it a horror movie.
Oh.
I think you're questioning even the nature, because Evil Dead 2 is explicitly set out to be a comedy horror.
Right.
There are no scary moments in Evil Dead 2 to you.
Well, I'm not saying that.
The basement scene?
For me,
okay,
House of a Thousand Corpses is scarier.
That's your choice? That's what you would choose to go on?
Yeah.
No, how about you, Seth?
Evil Dead 2 all day, man. All day. Mm-hmm. When they go in the basement with old Aunt... what's her name?
I can't remember.
Oh, man.
But she becomes the long neck monster.
Yeah. Swallow your soul.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a little... It was the 80s, man. But when he went down in the basement and they were moving the shower curtains and the noises and the water dripping and you got the chainsaw running, man, that scared the crap out of me when I was like 5.
Okay.
Exactly, when you were 5.
Okay. Emily, I don't want you to bow out of this one.
I just...
Let's say the... It's not, time to watch a movie tonight.
I've not watched them all the way through. I don't know enough about either one of them. Therefore, I don't feel that I am qualified to offer an opinion.
It's fine. I'm saying we're putting it to you. Tonight, we're watching one of these two movies. Which one do you want to watch?
Was it Evil Dead 2?
Evil Dead 2 versus House of a Thousand Corpses.
Probably House of a Thousand Corpses, because I didn't hate what Rob Zombie did to Halloween. I'm one of those that didn't hate it.
Okay.
But I know that it's like a boatload of gore, and I just get burnt out on that.
Too much gore?
What about, I think when you have to use so much gore, it's to gloss over that you can't write very well. That's
it. Okay. Mm. Or the composition of the film is like the shots.
Evil Dead 2 was not that gory, but there were spots where you get like a nick, and you bleed, and the room fills up with blood.
Okay.
There was a little bit of Kool-Aid blood.
Well, it looks like we kind of have a... I mean, it's my show, so I'm going to decide what goes forward, but...
That's right, Joey.
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down. But my choice, if I had to watch a movie tonight between these two, Evil Dead 2 and House of a Thousand Corpses, would be Evil Dead 2. All day, every day. Because it is. I like the genre. I like that they made the first one, Evil Dead, and went, we kind of want a do-over. I like that it's this weird, kind of clunky sequel where they even change how the first movie ends with the flashback.
It's not even really a sequel. It's more of like a parody of the first one.
Right. This is why I love it. This is why I like that it's taking, I don't know, it's humorous and it still can be like... like the scene kinda where everything in the house is laughing. It's not gory.
The lamp
but
laughs.
It's like how long, if you had to watch that scene over and over again, you would go insane. And I think it's...
The green lamp. When it starts laughing, that's what I think of when I go downstairs in his office. He's got one of those green lamps.
Oh, the buttery one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Doesn't he... Oh, man, I swear. It makes me think of that.
Or maybe you just projected that onto our dear beloved
Am I
boss.
Going crazy? I'm crazy, aren't I? I swear there's a green lamp down there.
There is a banker's lamp down there.
Oh, man. That's all I can think of is a green lamp and a deer laughing.
But also, we paired these two because they are part of a larger franchise. And I have to say, if I'm picking out of the franchises of these two movies... I'm going to go with The Devil's Rejects over House of a Thousand Corpses, whereas I'll go with Evil Dead 2 over Army of Darkness or the original Evil Dead. I think Evil Dead 2 is a great movie that really just created amazing characters, why you have the character keep coming back. You know, Bruce Campbell with the sawed-off hand. Yes. And the movie explains why his hand had to be taken off because it became... It is comedic, but it's also, you know, body dysmorphia, like mutilation. Like, I got to cut my hand off here. Like, there's weird concepts introduced, but done in a funny way.
Around.
Right. I like that crap.
And then he shoots the hand, and it bleeds for days.
And I like... Army of Darkness is a little too far. The comedy horror thing. Army of Darkness goes too far into the comedy, absurd, like, okay. Like, it's just, I still like it, but that one really makes me laugh. Whereas Evil Dead 2 makes me laugh, and it makes me go, oh, God. Like, the basement monster's great. And the reason I put it over House of a Thousand Corpses is because The Devil's Rejects is, in my mind, the movie with that cast that I always go back to. I think it has the better delivery. And he gets better as a filmmaker, Rob Zombie does, in that movie. And though it's hard to beat those characters. Because in Evil Dead 2, the acting is very B-movie. Very on purpose. Very campy on purpose.
The gap from Evil Dead 1 to 2, you could see the age difference in Bruce Campbell. Because he looks like he's 12, and then he gets a little older and kind of buffs up a little bit.
And in the first one, he burns the Necronomicon. But it's back. And I just... I don't know.
Bobby Jones!
I'm just going to stop belaboring this, and I'm sorry to the soon-to-be wedded, but I'm going with Evil Dead 2.
It's all right, but I think Facebook...
It's your life, Jimmy.
...voted for
Bobby
Jones! Evil Dead 2.
Facebook? The crowd? The few people that commented?
Yeah, the nine people.
Okay, well, then I'm with the crowd. I know what the people want. I know what they want. So Evil Dead 2 wins. It's going forward. I'm giving it the win.
Bobby Jones!
Yes.
That old redneck in the woods looking for his girlfriend that got stole by the vines. She got molested by some trees.
Oh, wow.
She did. They said, don't go in the woods. She goes in the woods. The vines take her. And then if you watch closely, they take advantage of her. On her mouth.
Wow.
And her other little.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Bobby Joe!
Well, no, and Emily's sitting over here kind of squirming, but there was worry with House of a Thousand Corpses on an early cut that they would get an NC-17 rating because there's necrophilia and all sorts of crazy crap. I actually agree. I was watching the Devil's Rejects one night, and it was just me and, like, my brother and my current roommate, longtime friend Andrew, and we're watching it and not having a second thought. It's a very intense, graphic movie. Crazy scenes in that movie. And then my brother's then girlfriend, now his fiance, will soon be my sister-in-law next year. And I didn't know her that well, and she walked in. And there's maybe it's like, have you ever watched a movie like with a kid for the first time? Or you're watching a movie with your parent. Somebody you don't know, where your standards of, what are these people think of me and what I'm watching. So she walks in, and it's the scene where they have the people held hostage in the motel room, and they're trying to get these folks to do all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, oh God, what are we watching in front of this lovely person? Like, I feel so terrible right now. And of course she's cool. Like, she's become a doctor. She'll see all sorts of gruesome crap in her profession as she grows up. But, anyway, I'm putting Evil Dead 2 ahead because I think you can watch it with anybody.
Okay.
Just remember, when the eyeball flies, if you look close, you'll see the string.
Plus, I love Ash vs. Evil Dead. There's just no chance when you put this matchup together.
When the monster is in the basement and she sticks her head under the door and then he jumps on it and the eyeball goes flying out, you see the string, and then the eyeball goes into old Bobby Joe's mouth and she swallows it. Bobby Joe!
Oh, it's great. It's great. So what should we go to next, folks? I'm thinking 13 Ghosts or Night of the Living Dead, because I think this is a slam dunk. We don't have much time before the break.
Barbara. Ladies first.
That was a little creepy.
Barbara.
Not spooky, creepy. Don't be creepy, Seth.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead?
Night of the Living Dead.
There's respect for that, you know?
It was the first.
It was the first.
But, I mean, y'all don't have, like, the Lon Chaney version of Phantom of the Opera on here, which I consider a horror film.
No, we don't.
So I can't apply the classic label. I still stay with 13 Ghosts.
Okay.
I hate zombie movies.
You hate zombie movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're obviously going to hate the granddaddy of them all. Which, it's an interesting time, by the way, folks. It's 68, and they didn't have the rating system back then, and horror movies were usually premiered as matinees. Mm-hmm. And matinees, you're going to get a younger audience. So the audience that's going to see this in 68 is mostly young kids, and it got panned because of that. It's like, you're letting kids watch what? Like, I think Roger Ebert at that time, he gave it like 3 out of 4 stars or something like that, I believe. But he was like, yeah, you shouldn't be showing young children what you showed them in this movie.
But are we getting wrapped up in the nostalgia and the history and the specialness of it?
Mm.
Or are we doing this based on
what do you want to watch tonight?
Our reactions to those films without the romanticized history around it?
Okay, and the way I'm really judging this is, like, if I had to watch one of these two tonight, mm-hmm. which one do you want to watch tonight?
13 Ghosts.
13 Ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay. Your own 13 Ghosts.
Oh, I love that part. I really do. When the glass slides down and it cuts him and you see all his guts. Yeah. I'm still picking Night of the Living Dead because I love freaking zombies.
You can't be pushed off.
No, I love zombies. I love it. When the dead come back, I'm good to go.
But answer Emily's charge here that maybe, no, you like zombie movies.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing a zombie vampires from hell shirt or whatever right now. But there's been a lot of improvements on the zombie genre.
Oh, yes. And, I mean, they even made Night of the Living Dead, the remake from 1990, that was the same movie from 58 and... 68, whatever. They changed stuff. But it's basically the same thing.
Right.
But either way, I mean...
But are you looking back going, because it's the classic? It's
no, because it's zombies.
No, but are there better zombie movies than this one?
Yeah, Night of Living, Return of the Living Dead Part 2.
Okay, so there are better zombie movies, but you love zombies so much that you're willing to do a film that's a little bit older than 13 Ghosts.
Stick to your guns.
I'm pushing you, though.
I know, but I mean, there's 13 Ghosts and there's Night of the Living Dead.
It's a moment of truth.
But I mean, I just cannot get away.
Decide!
I'm going Night of the Living Dead.
Okay. All right.
Be confident in your choice.
I am. I'm listening, and I'm thinking,
and then
and
everybody on the Book of Faces went Night of the Living Dead, too.
See, but are they romanticizing it as well? You know?
Maybe. But I think it's iconic.
It is iconic. I'll be the first. I'll wave that flag with you.
Yeah?
You know?
Man.
Mr. Ruffy's not on there.
I don't want to be, like, overriding you guys on everything. But the Book of Faces says Night of the Living Dead.
Even here.
Oh, wow. Now the guilt trip shows up. Look at this.
Stick to your guns.
Listen to this.
I mean, I could be home making a casserole.
For the cats. I'm kidding.
Sure you are.
I'm kidding, because I like these casseroles too.
Man, that's a whole other show. What kind of casserole would a cat like?
Probably dog.
I want tuna and salmon and more dead animals. Give me a mouse and squirrel and everything. All
birds.
Oh, turkey crack.
Anyway.
Time to crap Joey or get off the pod. I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to give it up to the couple in studio. I think my heartstrings have been pulled here. And I actually like the argument that 13 Ghosts might be better to watch, like, tonight, as opposed to Night of the Living Dead. And we have a comment here.
On my post, I have one comment.
Yeah.
And the choice was 13 Ghosts.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go with that then. All right, 13 Ghosts. This is unexpected. 13 Ghosts is beating The Conjuring. It's beat The Conjuring, and now it beat Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, my God.
Nobody saw that coming.
Wow.
Huge upset.
You don't see
Huge
the monsters upset. If you don't wear the dumb glasses.
Huge upset. Wow. Ground and Pound is incredible.
My mom would be so proud.
She would be?
Yeah, she'd be so proud. We talked about this after last week's show. And okay. She said the same thing I did.
There's 13 of them.
So 13 Ghosts has moved on. Evil Dead 2 has moved on. Coming up, we'll have It versus Saw.
Okay.
And Child's Play versus Pet Sematary.
Mm-hmm.
As a little preview, I think we'll start with Pet Sematary and Child's Play.
Cool, because you know that was like the mom from Seventh Heaven.
Yeah?
Yeah. You remember that scene where Chucky's like...
Is that the mom from Seventh
Heaven? It's the mom from Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven used to make me feel naughty. I'm just being
That's
honest here.
Hell.
I had just started to experience puberty, and all the people on that show, and sometimes the topics on that show, I was feeling things. And I know it's like supposed to be this wonderful family, and that's how like my mom sold it to me. It's like it's a good, you know, family show with good lessons. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm watching for the lessons. I'm watching for the lessons, sure. It's
that blanket's there in summertime for
it's
reason.
Not, you know, it's not any of the women on there. What did you just say? Oh my goodness, we're just going to ignore that. We're going to ignore that. Emily feels...
We all used to be teenage boys, except for her.
Right. I need a cocktail.
Yeah? Okay. After the show. But have you ever met any, you know, pets? Because the whole idea of Pet Sematary is you know, you bury them, they come back to life, but they're not quite themselves.
Yeah. Loretta might be friendly if that happens.
No, but I've met some pets on their last leg where you see some where you're like, oh no, did somebody bury them in the mythical ground and now they're not quite themselves?
Were their eyes glowing?
Were their eyes glowing or like half shut or whatever? But you know what? Sometimes people treat their pets so badly, they don't take care of them well enough, that it's almost, they might as well be in pet cemetery. And I hate to see that. You want your pet to have, you know, a nice shiny coat, to be happy and energetic.
Or to be the regal princess that she is, sleeping
yes,
on my
exactly.
side of the bed right now. I love you, Loretta.
And this is why Loretta and other cats.
Irene.
And, yes, Irene. Other dogs, like Gimli, the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha. Mm-hmm. I, in particular, got Gimli some items from 4 Healthy Pets over on the Atlanta Highway.
Because
It's like high-quality, all-natural products. For instance, rawhide, not really good for your dog. Traditional rawhide, really bad for him. It messes up their digestive system. It's just, it's a bad time. But you can give an all-natural alternative. That's what I got, a salmon roll-up. We got it to the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, Mr. Gimli, Fox Red Lab. He's 80-something pounds. He wolfed that thing down. He also loved, from 4 Healthy Pets, the chicken crack. Which is human-approved. But it's when you do these all-natural ingredients, it's just like your body, folks. If you put crap in, you're going to feel like crap. But if you do all-natural, high-quality products like you find at 4 Healthy Pets, you will have, well, a healthy body, healthy life, happy life, have more years, and you won't have some cat looking over there like it just, you know, rose out of the ground like a freaking zombie. So go by 4 Healthy Pets on Atlanta Highway. Say hi to Teresa. Maybe stop by if you have a cat and you want to give them some catnip. I love the Meowawana. Just
is that what you were talking about?
You need to go get...
Eric came home talking about it, and I was like, excuse me?
It's just catnip, but it's branded beautifully. And it's so funny.
Because you were talking about getting it before everybody came over for the shower.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do you want to get my cat stoned?
No, have you ever been given catnip?
Excuse me? Have I ever been given catnip?
No, given them catnip.
Oh. Yeah, Nicole brought those toys down for them because she's a good cat aunt.
Exactly.
She brought those little toy mouse.
They're like little mice, compacted catnip things.
Got
little
feathers
sticking out. It looks like little mice. But
Irene takes to it a bit more than Loretta.
But I'm just saying, if I had a cat, I would be going to get, on occasion, not, you can't do it all the time, I would be going to get some meow on it, 4 Healthy Pets.
Okay, you're in charge of going to 4 Healthy Pets. Then.
Okay.
Just go by the Atlanta Highway, the Village East Shopping Center.
I will do it.
Or folks, visit 4 Healthy Pets online. Teresa's great. You'll get to know her by name, get to know her and all the pets at the shop. Everybody stops by there. It's local, which is the number one thing. So, coming back, we'll be arguing about Pet Cemetery against...
We'll have a spirited discussion. Get it spirited.
You don't like arguments?
I like a spirited discussion.
Puns? Really? Puns?
I'm punny.
Oh, God.
Must be the season of the week.
Joey Clark.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Powerful Michael continues to influence Alabama's weather in a big way. Rain and squalls will continue tonight. Winds increasing and gusting up to 30 miles per hour, even here in central Alabama. Then as you go into South Alabama, you get into tropical storm warning conditions and a hurricane warning across the southeastern counties. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, the chance of showers is early in the day. The winds will decrease. Cloudy skies, but partly cloudy by afternoon. High 81. Low to mid 50s tomorrow night as our cold front moves through, then Saturday and Sunday. Look for highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A nice fall change. Stay on top of the weather with our weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
What's up, folks? Welcome back to the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
You call me up and ask me, would I like to go with you and see a movie?
I like this song.
First I say no, I got some plans for tonight. And then I stop and say, all right. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you.
Ooh. Is there a song you don't know?
Supposed to mean.
Emily was getting down in here, folks, to this song.
I knew when the beat dropped.
A little Dusty Springfield.
What do you mean, is there a song I don't know? I'm on three radio stations, babe.
Oh, and by the way, we're getting some audience feedback. Somehow 13 Ghosts beat Night of the Living Dead. Somehow, as I look at two people here in the studio.
Tone of face, to borrow a phrase from Greg.
But somebody just said 13 Ghosts is a horrible movie.
You know what? Come here and defend it. Come do this job. Roll Tide.
Oh, we're running out of time, so we need to go to the next matchup. Pet Sematary versus Child's Play.
All right.
So Pet Sematary, for those who don't remember, it's no idea as they move to this place, and when something dies, pet or human, and you bury it in the particular ground, it comes back. But it's not quite itself.
Yeah, you don't bury it in the actual pet cemetery.
It's behind.
You climb over the thicket thing with Herman Munster and you go around and climb over rocks and stuff.
Totally Herman Munster too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But then...
He looks so much like my grandpa in that movie. I don't know if you noticed that last night, but every time I watch Pet Sematary, all I can think about is how much Fred Gwynne looks just like my grandpa, even with the hearing aid.
That's
the
freaky.
White hair, tall, you know.
Now that you say that, yeah.
He does, doesn't he? He looks just like grandpa.
I was having trouble getting over him being Herman.
Herman Munster?
Yeah.
Oh. I still try to figure out his accent.
The remake
in that movie,
is coming out.
The remake of Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be good?
Did you watch the trailer for it?
Well, I was going to, but I just found it, and I can't.
Well, I watched the trailer for it today, if you must know.
What about the cat? Did the cat... I saw the wet cat.
It's more of a Maine Coon than...
A Maine Coon? Mm-hmm. I want a Maine Coon.
Why are you looking at me like that? Throwing your hands up in the air.
Wet cat, Maine Coon, still.
Well, Maine Coons can be wet cats.
Still a cat.
I couldn't tell the size. He just looked wet and mangy.
But anyway... Pet cemeteries, there's some strange kind of voodoo going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in Child's Play, there's literally voodoo going on.
That's just ridiculous.
It is. It's like this guy, the serial killer, or this terrible criminal human being is being chased. Charles is his name. That's why he becomes Chucky.
Yeah.
After he's in some toy shop, and the good guy doll... Like, the dolls are all around him, and he does some, like, voodoo... incantation.
The cops are chasing him.
Right.
And he does his thing.
And he's dying, and like lightning strikes the building, and like the good guy dolls go everywhere, and then...
And then Andy gets the doll for Christmas.
Right. And essentially this serial killer, his spirit or whatever is now inside the doll, and he's called Chucky. And he just does all sorts of crazy crap.
Not a good guy anymore.
Well, and the movie is confounding to me, because it won... Breath, it's like this doll is super fast and sneaky and strong and can do all sorts of things, but then it can also be just thrown against the wall all of a sudden and thrown into fires, and it's just like, wait, is it actually super strong and super sneaky and fast, or is it just a damn doll that you can, you know, throw against a wall? I don't know. Anyway, between Pet Sematary and Child's Play, what say you?
What say you?
Man, I'm going with old classic because it was one of the first ones I saw in theater, Pet Sematary All Day.
Okay. Emily, what say you?
I have my opinions, and if it's time to share them, cool. If not, I'll wait, but I've just Pet Sematary.
Nothing of this passive-aggressive crap.
You should be... The thing about film is that you should... Regardless of if it's a happy film, if it's a sad film, if it's a horror film, when you start to watch a film, you should be able to watch it and be in it. Mm-hmm. And not asking yourself questions like, why is it okay that he can be thrown against the wall, but he's supposed to be super strong? Like, why can't he come back against them or get himself out of the fire or do this or whatever? Plus, it's a dang old doll. So, Pet Sematary. Wonderful. Because there are forces there beyond your control.
Very cool. Eric, what say you?
Pet Sematary.
And I say Pet Sematary.
Oh. It's fine.
We don't need to belabor that too much. That makes too much sense.
Well, I'm glad that one wasn't a TV movie.
What is your problem? What?
I didn't. I'm mad at myself because I didn't know the first one was a TV movie. Yeah. It.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't
We're
born like
get
the,
to that.
When did it come out?
I saw it.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, because
I wasn't supposed to. Sorry, Beth Brown, but I sat on the edge of your bed while you were working late, and I watched it.
So
both parts.
That means in our eight matchup, our grade eight matchup, we will have 13 Ghosts against Pet Sematary. And if 13 Ghosts wins that...
I can tell you right now, I won't vote for it, if my vote counts.
Man. All sorts of subtext here.
I'll vote for Pitts.
Is this what it's like to be engaged?
No, it is a walk through wildflowers. What are
walk
you talking
through wild
about?
Fire.
Wild.
Shut up, wow. You.
No,
I just want to point out for the audience at home, everyone in this room is a part of our gumptuals.
Yes. Well, no, and I'd always imagined that relationships and engagements and marriage, it's like the, you know, Sound of Music, like the hills are alive, the sound of music.
She's not in love with Captain Von Trapp.
I'm not talking about their relationship. I'm just talking about that moment of being in the field.
Being
and
in
it's
the Alps,
yeah.
But when you pan
Alps.
Out, half the field's on fire.
No, it's not.
Actually, that movie is a great metaphor for how tough relationships can be.
Yes.
And how complicated it
looks so
it's
beautiful.
It's a beautiful scene with Alps and music and hope and love and family. And then there are also Nazis trying to get everybody.
Zombie Nazis.
Yeah.
The best part of Sound of Music is when the nuns go to the mother and they're like, we have sinned. And they pull out, like, the carburetors and stuff from the Nazi cars and stuff. And you're like, yeah!
You do it, nun!
Anyway, sorry.
There's some badass nun.
Fiance, have you seen Sound of Music?
No.
Guess Thank what you. We're doing tonight?
You haven't seen
Not
the Sound of Music?
Sound of
no.
Music?
Yes, we
no,
are.
I'm terrified of musicals.
You don't like musicals?
I am terrified of musicals.
It is Julie Andrews.
It is a musical, and it scares
it
me.
It is Julie Andrews.
I'm sorry. My mom has made me a weird person. I saw Silence of the Lambs in the theaters when I was like five, but if you show me a musical, I will run in tears.
That is not okay. Christopher Plummer is Captain Von Trapp. Oh.
I will say this. You don't have
Handsome
to watch
man.
Cats. If you're going to watch a musical, don't watch Cats. Boring as hell.
I mean, it just really depends on what you're into. And if you like history and based on true stories, then you need to watch Sound of Music.
Yes, but I believe music should be in songs and not in movies.
What? You make no sense right now.
Wow. Musicals can be good. But we're not talking about musicals. We're getting to our final matchup of the evening with Halloween horror movies. And both of these are horrifying in their own way. Both of them are spooky and creepy as hell. And kind of play with your mind. But It versus Saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking the baggage of all the Saw series here. And we're not taking the baggage from the TV movie of It. We're sticking with these two movies here. I have my opinion.
I do as well.
Okay.
But I think the gentleman should go first.
I agree, Emily.
Thank you.
Who would like to go first? Seth or Eric? It versus Saw.
Saw.
Why?
Because he cuts his freaking foot off.
That's what's scary to you, is that he cuts his foot off.
Well, it's the whole leading up to the point of cutting his foot off. He's like, what do I do? My family's going to die. This whole... I mean, it's... There's
so many things about it. And it's that flickering light in the ceiling. And then he cuts it off. And then you see his foot there. And he's crawling down the hallway. And then the movie's over.
See, and you, it doesn't sound like you're scared. You're like, that's awesome, man.
Well, it was, I mean, when I saw it in the theaters, it was like, whoa. He cut his foot off with a rusty hacksaw.
Well, and of course, when I see that, it's like, oh, Princess Bride.
And then you're like, as oh, you man, win. The guy that's dead in the middle of the floor is not really dead.
That, I mean it. The first time I saw that movie and was like, oh, wow. Okay, yes. Awesome. Anyway, you're going with, you like Saw because he cuts his foot off. That's your argument.
Well, the whole thing in general. When the first movie came out, it was amazing. And the more movies that came out, the less amazing it became.
I agree. They jumped the shark. And it's like, how creative can we kill people? I think the brilliance of the... I'll get into it. What say you, Eric? Saw versus It.
I love you.
Oh, God.
I love
you. Oh.
And I will respect whichever decision
that phrase
you make.
Should not be used to manipulate.
I'm not manipulating you. I'm just saying... I will respect your choice.
As you sleep alone tonight.
We have extra rooms.
I heard Kira's bed was
no, off. Eric, ignore these two, just you and I in this moment. You want to watch It or Saul tonight, bro?
I like Saw.
Mm-hmm.
I like the premise of the movie. I like the twist of, you know, having to do things that you don't want to do and shouldn't do to achieve, you know, safety and all that.
Freedom.
You know, all that, the idea of that.
Right.
But I really just, like, the scary aspect of It gets it for me.
Okay.
If between the two, I'd rather watch It.
Okay.
It's so handsome.
Oh my goodness, she's caressing her hair and oogling you.
That's a good point. And so,
I don't like being scared.
Mm.
But if I was going to watch a movie to be scared, I would watch It.
I just had a thought. Another thought. You remember my thought last week about the let's have a bunch of blood in the bathroom and everybody gets together and we all clean it up? What else in that movie that got me? Let's have a rock war.
What?
Do you remember?
Why are you bringing in the Iraq war?
No, no. In the new one, they have a rock war. They start throwing rocks
at
each other.
Don't bring in the new one. But that's what you guys are talking about. The new It movie?
No.
Yeah, they have rocks, man.
I thought you were talking about the new Jigsaw movie.
No, I'm talking about in It.
In It, they have a rock war.
They pick up big old boulders and they're throwing
at each
other.
It's not like they meet down at the quarry and they're like, all right, man, find the biggest rock you can and try to knock each other out. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, rock war. That's not what happens. How do you interpret films? Because that's not what happened. When you said everybody was like Pippi Longstocking cleaning up the bathroom after the whole blood thing.
It's terrible.
That's not how it happened either.
You two have said what you're going to say. You want Saw.
Because he cut his foot off.
You want It. And, you know, actually, if I'm weighing just you two's arguments, you win, Eric.
Okay.
Because, but here's my point. I, before hearing the arguments,
mm-hmm.
want to go with Saw. Because it really creeped me the hell out
mm-hmm.
and scared the crap out of me. For reasons beyond, the gore is just the stakes. And it isn't gore for gore's sake. It is to F with your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wake up. This idea of you wake up in a room, and you don't know where you are, and you're chained to the wall, and there's a guy across from you, and you're both like, who are you? Well, who are you? And then people are like, let's play a game. Like, it immediately has stakes. Immediately is not necessarily about the gore. It's about survival and what people are willing to do in those situations. And I love that premise. along with the, I would say, they deliver on the gore. They don't just give you the stakes and don't, they deliver.
They deliver, and it's sensible, in
hand
my
over
opinion.
Foot.
God, we gotta stop with the puns. But I guess I encouraged it saying Iraq War.
Yep. You did.
I did. I'm guilty.
That was not overlooked. I will tell you, Joey, that I... It's a tough one for me.
I'm between Saul and it.
Yes, because I share your sentiment of the whole, like, at the very end when he stands up and everything. I think... And it was so refreshing to see a film that had that twist in it at the end, and it wasn't just a carbon copy of some other horror film that came before it. And that was enough to get me to go back and see the next two when they were released. And then after the third one, I was kind of pep. However, I am sticking with it.
Okay.
The treatment of it this time, or the treatment of this film, I thought was spot on. I love the way that Pennywise is depicted. And just the, it feeds off fear, and that creates, like, you have to, I like the human struggle element of it, of overcoming that and being in control of that. And then the fact that they can overcome their fear and take him on to save others. Also, for those of you who have not seen the new It, but you've seen films like Pippi Longstocking, where they attach little scrub brushes to their feet to clean things, and none of the words match up with the mouth movements because the dialogue's in a different language. That's not what happens when they clean the bathroom when it fills with blood. Don't listen to what Seth has told you. Also, they don't just meet down in the quarry and have a rock war. They're bullying that kid.
And everybody throws
rocks
at each other.
You're acting like they're throwing boulders, like it's Wile E. Coyote down there. Lord.
One kid gets hit in the head with a rock.
We're running out of time.
Your points on Saw are valid. This is a very tough one, Joey.
This is really tough. Which one? This is how it's going to come down, because this is how we decide between It and The Thing. Which one more grabs the spirit of Halloween?
It.
What say you, Seth? Honestly, which one reminds you more of Halloween, Saw or It? Just say it.
That's not how that works.
Don't think it. Just say Saw or It, Halloween. No, just say.
Him and Haul.
Saw.
Yeah, because I like the TV movie. It makes me think of Halloween. Not the new movie. Not the new one. The new one didn't make it.
Didn't make you think of Halloween?
I mean, there was too.
Be firm. Say Saw.
Yeah. I'm all about
Don't
Saw.
Him and Haul. Be, stand there and.
Saw.
Okay. What did Facebook say? Which one had the most? It did?
Yeah.
Then it is the winner. It moves on. It beats Saw. That's amazing.
If it. Wins.
I'm watching it again tonight. I'm going straight to to the Red Box, and I'm going to rent it, and I'm going to watch it again, and then I'm going to find my own little fight, and I will hurt.
What are you watching again?
I want to watch the first, or the one with the rock war.
The brand new It. Well, that means that 13 Ghosts will face Pet Sematary. It will face Evil Dead.
Oh, easy.
2.
Easy.
But that means... Next Wednesday, we have The Shining against Halloween, The Exorcist against Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Amityville Horror against Nightmare on Elm Street.
God, those are all great films.
And Hellraiser against Friday the 13th.
Oh.
It's going to be a knockout drag out next week, folks. Talk to y'all tomorrow night. Lou Perez is on the show. It's going to be fun.